everybody. This is the very first podcast of Man Up.
A spiritual oasis for men.
Man Up, spiritual oasis for men studio at Sugarland Baptist Church.
Kind of our resident theologian, Robert Koshu. We call him the professor. He's an attorney, but he's also a prosecutor, so he could defend you or he could throw the book at you. We call him the judge. Michael Cropper is here. He is a world-class policy writer, but also a bit of a professional gambler. That's Mr. Steve Titch. And back from being a total man working while he was camping, he's a class deacon. That's Kyle Trahan.
And my name is Bill Cox. I'm basically a sales guy. I'm the director of the Man Up class, but I'm a writer and actor is what I do on the side. So,
well, good. Hello, everyone. It's Steve. It's here again. Calling in from Rehab Rehabilitation Center in Katy.
In this room, I've had the closest friendships with since then, which is in some ways kind of a sad comment. I either got friends who knew me from high school or friends who know me from the last couple of years who I really feel comfortable being around.
Faith is a muscle that needs to be exercised, and this is kind of like men iron sharpening iron.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me first.
I am currently outside of the not currently frozen tundra of Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hi, everybody. I've been in Washington, D.C. for the Association for Talent Development International Conference and Exposition all week, and we finished our conference up today. So I thought, what a more appropriate place to call in to the Man Up podcast than the National Mall. I'm sitting.
Uriah in the story, obviously, 2 Samuel 11. And man, didn't he get hosed?
It's time for the Man Up podcast.
Hello.
A spiritual oasis for men. Hey, we're not pastors, just regular guys.
Dr. Templeton goes, anything violent with a high body count.
That's it.
Was that it? Yeah.
Shoot it in.
Right.
It also reminds us that no job is too low. Mm-hmm. Every one of us, no matter what we're doing.
When we're serving the Lord with all our heart, we can still have our weaknesses and fall and stumble, right? This is great. It's and this is what all of us have is in our hearts, right here. But this is our ideal, which we want to do all the time, but it's not
a straight line. It's a journey. Sometimes you're on course, sometimes you're not.
And this is why it's a favorite of mine. Jesus heals him, steps back, and watches the fireworks.
Leave it to mine.
We're going to hear the opinion of the panel here before I have to chime in. So you know what? Pretty good chance I'm going to weasel out on a lot of this stuff.
Well,
so.
In poker, they call that in position. The best advantage you can have. You get to act last.
This is going to go way beyond that. We've talked about it. You've kind of, I think Steve said, you know, we've danced around a lot of cultural issues. We've had some discussion over some of them. Mm-hmm. But we are going to drive the Mack truck through the wall and really confront
the
cultural issues. Because we have to.
I think we forget that grace is renewed in the morning and then the worries can be set aside and just let it be renewed.
And I just want to set up a little introduction to this, to the scriptures that we see here and we're going to look at later.
I just want to go ahead and inform you, give you a little bit of perspective of what happened this last week. We had Hurricane Harvey. Dumped 50 inches plus of water, which is equivalent to a 1 year's worth of precipitation in the Houston area in a mere 3 days. You find yourself in crisis. Leadership is demanded. And you being a man and a part of Man Up, I hope that because of our podcast, our Facebook page, what we do, the encouragement that we give you, that you are better prepared to be that leader. Because when that day comes, man up and be the leader that God made us to be. This is the Man Up Podcast.
You've been listening to Man Up.
You've got answers.
I want the truth. You can't.
true.